Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Trump. It's our weekly visit with the director of communications for the Trump campaign, Tim Murtaugh. Tim, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you.
So I got to ask you about the entrance of Michael Bloomberg into this Democratic presidential race, and the candidates continue to fight with each other. I would imagine from the campaign standpoint, you guys just enjoy these guys just throwing barbs at each other, right?
Oh, yeah. It's great sport just to sit back and watch. And what, you know, these late entries, Deval Patrick and Mike Bloomberg, what that tells us is that there's not too many people who are impressed with the state of the Democratic field as it was. You know, you got Joe Biden, who's the putative front runner, and he's just a mess. And so the rest of that field, I think these two guys, Deval Patrick and Bloomberg, looked around and thought to themselves, this is it. Look at these jokers. Well, heck, I can fit right in with these guys. And so, you know, who knows? It doesn't make the field any more impressive that these two guys added themselves to the mix late. And, you know, in the case of Michael Bloomberg, I don't know. Here's a guy. Does he not know how to read a room or what? Because, you know, look at the mood of the Democrat electorate right now and what the issues are in the Democrat primary. I mean, you've got Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren practically ready to burn billionaires at the stake, right? And so here's Mike Bloomberg going to waltz in with his $55 billion and say, hey, everybody, I'm here to save the day. I mean, there's no mood for that. What's he thinking? I don't know.
I didn't know there were any billionaires in the Democratic Party. So
they're not welcome, I'll tell you.
Right, that's right. Yeah. So so Bloomberg's in, they're all shooting arrows at him, and this, you know, and who knows, we may not be done with new entries into the race. This is going to be the gift that keeps on giving well into the spring.
Well, you never know. I mean, there's a school of thought. Some people think that the eventual Democrat nominee is someone who's not even in the field yet. Maybe it's such a disaster and no one will be the clear winner by the time their convention rolls around next summer that they'll have to have what's called a brokered convention and have things arranged by the delegates actually attending the convention. And so it could well be somebody who's not in the field yet. We don't know. Speculation is that Hillary Clinton still thinks that she can run and win. And by God, I tell you, we welcome that kind of thought. We think a rematch of Trump and Clinton would be just the best. That might actually be too much to hope for. I don't know.
So we'll see. Social media was a buzz this weekend, Tim, with the topics that Joe Biden chooses to talk about on the campaign trail.
Yeah, he was telling this. This is actually an old piece of tape, but it resurfaced and made the rounds. I think maybe this is the one you're talking about, where he was reliving his days as a lifeguard at a pool when he was in high school, or a young man anyway, might have been in college, and about how the other kids used to love to rub his legs because his leg hair turned blonde in the summertime, and talked about loving having kids sit on his lap and all sorts of strange things, very strange things. It was just a stream of consciousness deal from Joe Biden that we're kind of getting used to. And this piece of tape was 2 years old. So this is, you know, as we all know, this is not a recent phenomenon at all. And then he was kicking off his bus tour the other day. And this is a recent piece of tape. And his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, was waving her hands around while she was introducing him. And her hand got near his face, I guess, at one point while she was talking. And he took the opportunity to bite her finger, which is a little strange. But that's a piece of video that was also making its way around.
Yeah, I'm sure that's pretty harmless, but strange is a great word to use. Yeah. Okay, before we put the Democratic group aside for today, I got to ask you, I see some new polling numbers in some of the key battleground states like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Florida, and three or four others against those three top contenders, Biden, Sanders, and Warren for the president. That looks like really good news in those battleground states.
Yeah, and this is what we've been telling people all along. The numbers that we see, aside from the public polls, have shown the president is in a much stronger position than he was at this point in 2016. And, of course, we all know he won those states and the many others that put him over the top, 306 electoral college votes. We know that the president is in a better position now than he was at this point in 2016. So the 2016 race. So we welcome those public polling numbers. It's a reinforcement of what we see internally. But, you know, we try not to put too much faith in public polls because we know that they were all wrong about Donald Trump the last time around. But it is good, and we do want to acknowledge when they do mirror what we see internally. And another number that should really scare the pants off of Democrats, we've had consecutive public polls now that show that the president is getting about 34.5% of the black vote, which is a huge improvement. And let me tell you, if Donald Trump is able to garner 34% of the black vote in the next election, it is lights out for Democrats in this election and for a long time to come.
We're talking to the director of communications for the Trump campaign, Tim Murtaugh. Tim, new polls out show that among moderates and even Democrats, that support for the impeachment inquiry is waning and declining, but the Democrats are determined to soldier on. I would imagine that that's good news on your front, too.
Yeah, they're just the prisoner of the extreme left wing of their party who've been demanding that the president be impeached since before he took the oath of office. And so they've got no choice but to soldier on, I think. But I think Americans finally got with the hearings that they had that went on for, I think, the hearings that the House Intel Committee had lasted for about 6 months? How long were they? 2 weeks. That's right. Only 2 weeks. But Americans got to see what the Democrats' case was for the very first time. And if people were tuning in and just now starting to pay attention, they were thinking to themselves, this is it? This is what the Democrats have? This is what they've been yapping about now for so long? And they just said, this is ridiculous. Get on with the job of running the country. You know, let the president do his job. And further, we've got an election coming up in about 11 months. OK, now is not the time for you Democrats to think, you know what, we know better than everybody else. We're just going to toss the president out of office and take it out of the hands of the voters. We're less than a year from the election. Let the voters decide. I think that's obvious.
You know, now we have Democrats, one Democrat on the Sunday show yesterday saying, oh, no quid pro, if there's no quid pro quo, we should impeach him anyway, which just tells you this is all political.
Absolutely. This has always been a Democrat impeachment in search of a reason. And Nancy Pelosi said for many, many months that she would never proceed with an impeachment unless it had bipartisan support. Well, guess what? This one does not. And she's proceeding anyway. None of the things that the Democrats have said that they were after were ever true. The only thing that they've ever wanted to do was drive this president from office because they have never, never accepted the results of the 2016 election, and they never will. So they're trying to interfere with the next election because they don't like the last one.
Any exciting events on the campaign trail this week?
This week the president is off this morning to NATO in London, where he decides. I know the Democrats don't like to see this.
Where he's actually going to be the president.
Yeah, he's got a job to do, and that's why we think they've scheduled this next round of stuff for this week while he's in London, so they can try to upstage him, which is really wonderful. I thought they always like to say that politics stops at the water's edge, right? Don't say bad things about the president when he's on foreign soil. The rules don't apply to Democrats. But so that's what he's
apparently the rules don't apply at all anymore.
No, apparently not. And so he'll be in NATO. The following week, we have another rally up in Hershey, Pennsylvania on the 10th. And it's not too far of a drive. And I always tell people if you've never been to a Trump rally, boy, you really should try to get to one because it is a great experience.
Okay, great stuff as always. John will be back next Monday to chat with you. Good to catch up, Tim. Appreciate the time.
Yep, great. Thanks, Gary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.